Hello. Today is April 1st, and we're doing the news, and it's all business. And this isn't some sort of horrible April Fool's joke.
Where's that dog?
I'm trying to get her to come over here. This is what I've got. Got a treat? Do you want it? Oh, she's gonna get up for us. That's very sweet. Come here. You come up here. Come up here. Oh, that's a good dog. We will do anything for peanut butter treats. Oh, good girl. One more, girl.
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
The crunch, crunch. Was that good, Ruru?
What a good dog.
What a good dog.
Now, you've
Right.
probably gotten
Lay down.
a billion emails about the thing because every company wants to make it seem like they have your best interest in mind and they want to help and they want to do everything they can. And I think it is important for brands to be remembered fondly in the wake of all this. And Spectrum is not doing that correctly.
So, for the update during the thing, because Spectrum has, field technicians, they say that the field technicians are going to get a restaurant voucher if they continue to volunteer, quotation marks, to work. But hazard pay, not so much. So, yeah, $25 gift card to technicians who enter the homes amid the thing that's happening.
The crisis.
Now, the way they worded this, I don't know if the story, I didn't see where anything they made it clear, but the way they worded it made it seem like that was one per day, not per visit. So they're basically just buying you lunch.
These gift cards never expire, so if you choose a restaurant that's not currently open, the card will still be valid for future use.
Assuming that society doesn't collapse.
Yeah, fantastic.
Keep that in mind. And of course, Amazon. Amazon is now this weird, like it's such an important part of our world now because we're stuck at home and we need those deliveries. But at the same time, continuing those deliveries may put everyone at risk. It's a weird tightrope. And, richest man in the world, maybe he should throw a few bucks at this problem. But is he going to? I don't know.
Foreshadowing.
They're definitely under the magnifying glass. And in India, they've made some severe decisions.
Amazon temporarily discontinues quote unquote lower priority items and Flipkart suspends all new orders. So, yeah. Or was this part of Bezos's dastardly plan all along? Because remember, Flipkart was technically a competitor before Amazon bought them. And now they're like, well, they can't keep up. They don't have the infrastructure. You're going to have to rely on Amazon to solve your problems.
Good point.
Little opportunism there, maybe.
And as I said, a lot of people looking to Bezos as the world's richest man to maybe shed a few bucks in the interest of making life better for the people who are suffering. And he kind of did that. He made a donation, but in a very tone-deaf move after making that donation, he asked
Yes.
other people to make donations.
Yeah, Amazon is soliciting public donations to pay for workers' sick leave.
This makes me want to vomit.
So people reacted poorly to this message that you're seeing.
I wonder
And
why.
he said to himself, you know what? That may have been a bit of a faux pas. Let's change that. So he made this change.
While we aren't expecting anyone to do so, you can make a voluntary donation.
Yeah, so wow,
Yeah,
that
I think they
half
said
a
it was like a
sentence.
legal thing. They're like, oh, legally we have to say that you can give a donation. And I was like, that sounds like bullshit.
Still seems kind of tone deaf.
Yeah, and I haven't done the math, but I'm sure someone could quickly. The percentage of his donation based on his wealth, there's a lot of zeros and a decimal in a weird spot there. Didn't really hurt, I don't think.
I'm pretty sure the man could single-handedly prop up the economy for at least 6 months.
Maybe. But one thing about it, while you're stuck at home, you're thinking to yourself, how am I ever going to watch trash movies if I can't get to a theater? And
Oh
Lord
no.
Bezos has the solution for that.
Amazon's Prime Video Cinema Hub to corral new theater releases. Can't go to the movie theater, so the movies are going to come to you. Ah, man, just what I've been waiting for. I can finally watch The Invisible Man, the remake of the remake of the remake of the
But
remake of the remake from the 60s.
asterisk $18. It costs $18 to watch these movies.
Imagine watching anything on Amazon Prime except for Contagion right now.
So I think that's the purchase price. So I guess you get that forever. And they're going to be a rental, a 48-hour rental too, but it's actually $18.49.
Oh, man. I can't wait for the contagion story in the nonsense section.
So, I don't know. I mean, if you have a family of 12, maybe that makes sense. But if you're just two or three people, that seems ridiculous. And the big story that affects us, that, you know, like really it brings it home. It's like you're sitting there, you're watching it from your couch, you're eating chips, and it's like, wow, this is bad. But you don't realize how bad it is until you have to go through hardships like this.
Some Amazon Prime deliveries may take a month as demand surges. Items like printer paper, umbrellas, and shovels may not arrive until April 21st. Here, like, I actually did order a few things, and I wasn't paying attention, and it's not coming until, like, April 25th. Like, it's just, it's like, okay, I can deal with that. People ordering groceries and survival supplies, it's fine. If there's a Karen that has ordered 300 rolls of toilet paper, then that's maybe annoying.
I tried to do Amazon Pantry, like, a couple weeks ago, and it was still taking, like, up to 2 weeks before you get your items.
After ordering water about 50 times and having, it was like, no. And it's like, I just want curbside pickup. I don't want to go in. And I just want one case. And they're just like, no.
Who owns Deja Blue?
I don't know.
It should tell you there somewhere.
Like, this is what I ended up with. Non-carbonated purified drinking water. Produced under the authority of Dr. Pepper and 7-Up. Oh.
And Dr. Pepper and 7-Up are not owned by Pepsi.
They're their Texas own thing.
So that's just the line that's running Dr. Pepper and Pepsi. They just don't put the syrup in some of the bottles.
Deja Blue labels are printed using an eco-friendly printing process that's second to none.
They're very
attractive. While you're drinking your one-use bottle.
Listen, it's much better than the tap water. It's not as good as Nestle water, but I'll take it.
Christy, you say one-use bottle, but while you're stuck at home and you're quarantined, that is an excellent piss jug.
I've been refilling we have like big jugs that we use for distilled water, and I've just been refilling them with tap water and using them around the house for stuff, like our garden.
Now, this is that event where Bezos was wearing this vest. I think it has tiny spaceships on it. That was a bold fashion move.
Yeah.
Wonder how big was the committee that decided he should wear that day. I bet it was the new girlfriend. I bet the new girlfriend, the young girlfriend, got it for him. And he was like, but he couldn't say no.
Yeah.
She's like, you're going to wear this to the big event, right?
I bet also that there's things like that would, like, the public will never know. Like, for example, I would bet that there is a significant percentage chance that, you know, Bezos is manning at least one, probably two super yachts that are fully staffed. And the yacht staff is required to be on the boat 24/7. They're not allowed to leave or interact with anybody or anything. So, like, if things get, you know, like, movie bad, like the movie Contagion, that he could just go to the yacht and then it's, like, fully stocked and there's 6 months of food and he's just going to go out to sea.
And they all wear those the wristbands from the warehouse, but they're repurposed to record. And if you cough, they just gas you. They just dump you in the ocean.
They just throw you over the boat, yeah.
You're just done. Well, sitting at home during the quarantine, we have the lifeline that is the internet. Can you imagine a world before the internet and we're all stuck in our homes?
There was time now. There was time.
And God help us if it were to shut down. Now, there are some fear-mongering that are saying it's too much. It's too much load. The system can't take it. So far, it seems like it can, but Broadband Now has crunched the numbers.
Internet speed analysis, top 200 cities, March 15th through the 21st, the impact of telecommuting. It turns out it's basically fine. There's a few areas of congestion, and yeah, we've got stories about things like, you know, YouTube lowering the video quality because, you know, streaming video is what's using a lot of the bandwidth, but really it's fine. And things would be even more beyond fine if we had actually done something reasonable. Austin is suffering a little bit there, but basically, everywhere is okay.
Texas in general seems to be crap.
Well, they don't have any, like, they didn't invest any in their infrastructure, and they really have no excuse because there's not a lot of.
There's so many hipster transplants there. There should be a ton of money for them to do that.
I bet Florida is because of spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Bad news for Florida.
But the good news is, yeah, Texas is just terrible. Good news is, you know, most of us are probably going to be okay, and we're still going to have that precious, precious spice that gives us a reason to live during these dark times.
As you enjoy the level one news and we rattle the tin can from time to time.
Maybe lower resolution, but let's face it, nobody watches for the beauty on the screen.
No.
But here's the thing about it. It seems like, as it's often the case, like, you know, when there's a school shooting, let's say, there's a lot of people lining up to blame video games. Never mind Netflix. Let's ignore video and the broadband that video takes. Now it's those pesky video games that are destroying our precious internet. And so we do weird things.
Akamai to slow video game downloads to minimize internet congestion during this thing that we find ourselves in. The high demand for home gaming is creating bottlenecks. And as many people in the comments point out, it's not the act of gaming, it's the act of downloading and reinstalling Fortnite 50 times.
How big was Doom Eternal?
Like 60 gig?
Well, isn't that smaller than the first one?
Yeah.
I thought the first one was like 80, 85. But 60 gig all at once, you know, and right at the release date, everybody's clamoring to play it. Yeah, that could be a hit on the network.
I'm thinking it's exacerbated by people having like cheap, crappy machines and laptops. Like you got a 240 gig SSD, and it's like you download Doom, and then it's like, okay, I'm tired of this. Let's download GTA. Okay, I'm tired of this. Let's download Doom again. And it's like, oh, that's you just went through 150 gigabytes of data right there.
Yeah. And as I said, you know, I don't think a lot of people are really demanding. Although some people do say in the comments that they want 60 frames per second. Like, what? How would that make this any better? But the quality is not going to be good on the YouTube videos going forward. We all have to make sacrifices, and this is one of them.
YouTube to limit video quality around the world for a month. So last week we reported that this was happening in the UK. Now it's happening everywhere. UK and Europe,
I guess. Happening, yeah, say all of Europe.
So.
Is the UK even part of Europe anymore?
No, they've jettisoned.
So everybody's going to have to make that sacrifice. What are you going to do? It's better to have it a little bit than to, you know, have it shut down.
This article has a map of, like, all the infections so far.
Whatever's going on over here is distracting the hell out of me. What were you watching?
Oh, I just left the benchmark running, and then it was one of the things was YouTube, and then it's just been on autoplay.
There's like B horror movies that keep coming out.
I think it somehow landed on Red Letter Media, and so it's just been running Red Letter Media videos, like a playlist or something.
I just saw a zombie explode, and it's like you can't help but look at a zombie exploding over there. Well, Microsoft and a couple of other places. Or companies are killing it because they have tools that allow remote work and collaboration. And even they are feeling the crunch of the old, the pipes getting clogged. And they've agreed to do some actually very minor things. I don't think it's going to affect much, but they're going to do something to try to help.
So ZDNet headline was Microsoft throttles some Office 365 services to continue to meet demand. Microsoft's making temporary adjustments to OneNote, SharePoint, and stream video conferencing features in order to try and maintain Office 365 and Microsoft 365 and Office 365 performance. Mainly, it's just maintenance tasks and things that run in the background and like search indexing. SharePoint, I think, is the hardest hit among all of these because SharePoint, in order for it to operate halfway correctly, depends on just an elaborate array of clowns on the back end, just juggling and setting things on fire and jumping out of cars. And if you don't have all of that happening, then the SharePoint experience is less than awesome. And so those have been relegated to a back burner.
I love the memes of people who are doing ridiculous backgrounds for their teleconference.
Oh, yeah.
Education.
Yeah.
There's some really...
I saw a picture of Matthew McConaughey on one of those calls, and it was like, he looked terrible, and I was like, man, if he doesn't look good, that means none of us look good, right?
But the creativity of those people is, you know, you gotta applaud it. A little bit of levity.
We literally can't get haircuts or anything around here. I personally am doing my Jan Michael Vincent impersonation by just...
I thought about that.
Like, to a mullet.
I wonder if they're open, but even then...
They're not.
It seems like it's just too much of a risk.
They're forcibly closed.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a non-essential business. All salons have been closed for like 2 weeks.
You know what? You do what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Don't care. Whatever.
Grow the mullet out. It's time.
Well, that wouldn't be a mullet because it's all going to grow equally.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then you have to, you know, you cut the bangs yourself.
You got to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of skill. At this point, I could just shave mine off, though. So maybe this will be my what pushes me into that. I've been avoiding it. A lot of companies, I think you alluded to this earlier, are actually, and we talked about this happened in China. It was Foxconn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow Foxconn was like, you know what? We're not fabricating chips. We're making masks. That blew my mind. It's like, what?
Yeah.
You can take one of those incredible foundries and just make masks there? And apparently, yeah, everybody can do that. It's not that hard to do.
Ford, 3M, GE, and the United Auto Workers are going to build respirators, ventilators, and face shields for the fight against the thing. And boy, howdy, they can't come online quick enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need it's the impressive. Masks.
I wonder what this story is going to look like. See, we're filming this on Sunday, and like by the end of the week, a lot will have changed. So
it's crazy how quick it changed.
Well, this week was... It wasn't a... I mean, the numbers are going up.
Exponentially.
But things aren't getting that much crazier, it doesn't seem like. But I feel like we're going to hit a point where if those numbers keep growing like that, it's going to get crazy.
We're outpacing Italy, which is shocking.
Hmm. Well,
I was going to say, did you see our governor was like, don't go to Tennessee?
Well, apparently,
not doing as much.
New York... People coming out of New York are being stopped at borders and questioned and you know, their temperature taken, which...
That's not enough.
Like you say, yeah. What possible reason could you have? I mean, I understand getting the hell out if you're in one of those terrible places, but you've made your choice at this point.
It's literally escape from New York.
You know what? Let's blow up the bridges.
Like in Batman.
I was thinking I Am Legend. They did that, right?
They did that in several movies.
Yeah.
It's a pretty common trope for, cutting off Manhattan and the rest of the world. But those companies are not the only ones who are, trying to get the good PR from making masks. There's one other big name.
Elon Musk says Tesla's New York factory is making ventilators as soon as humanly possible. We're doing everything in our power. The really disappointing thing in this article is that they did not have the tweet. The other version of this article had a tweet from Musk where he was like, well, we'll do it if we have to.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like he was sort of pushed into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, well, I mean, either way, I guess they get their ventilators, so it doesn't really matter. But it's kind of like, dude, can you just not be a douchebag for like 10 seconds?
He's definitely been behind the curve on making concessions when it comes to the issue. He's kind of been in that mindset. It was like, you know what? We're going to keep working. We've got cars to make. And I think
he was making his people come in as a quote-unquote essential business.
Yeah, he might be waking up to the reality of the situation. If not how severe it is, how bad it looks to be doing things like this.
Yes.
And we have another data point there.
SpaceX encounters its first launch delay due to the thing. Now, I was not super clear on this because this is a TechCrunch article. Is this another version of the same article of this about the Space Force satellite launch? Was that the satellite?
This is a SpaceX. I think this was going to be one of the Starlink ones, right?
No, it was like SpaceX's SOCOM launch, which was set to take off from somewhere in California, but then took place at Cape Canaveral in Florida. So I think that's the same satellite. And so it was delayed and it was sent to Florida. So we covered this in government news.
But wait a minute. How did we give Space Force credit if a private company is launching it?
What was their satellite? That's what I was saying in the first article.
But those
it was
other satellites were theirs as well.
Well, those other satellites were launched for communications, but they were launched at a time when Space Force didn't exist.
So this makes that article even more pointless.
Yes.
In terms of they reported nothing.
Yeah.
Space Force put their sticker over top.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it's like, I don't...
SpaceX.
Is that what happened? That seems to me that that's what happened.
But wait a minute. I thought the Space Force one happened successfully.
It did. But
this
it was
one didn't happen.
Well, it didn't happen because it was supposed to happen in California. And success was that it moved to Cape Canaveral in Florida.
What a twisted web of just nonsense.
Yeah.
Did I suss that out correctly and get you a challenge?
I didn't get that out of it, so I don't know. Now, here's a headline that sounds really, really good. It's like, wow. Here's a company who's doing something. But then you read it and you're like, wait a minute.
You kind of think about it for a second. It's like, wait.
What exactly are they doing? And the answer is nothing.
Airbnb to provide free or subsidized housing for 100,000 healthcare workers that are working through the thing that's really difficult right now. And then you read into it, and what you're alluding to is that, wait, Airbnb doesn't actually provide housing. Does this mean they're going to pay hosts to house things? No. This means if you got Airbnb and that you're not making any money right now, you can let a healthcare worker stay there, and that might be tax deductible, but that's basically it.
When I first read that, I was like, wow, they're going to eat those costs?
Nope.
Who decides what the rate is in that situation? And it's like, oh, wait, no.
Nope.
You have to volunteer. So Airbnb owners are helping, but Airbnb itself is doing nothing.
Airbnb gets all the press and the feel good. And
Airbnb added a checkbox. That's what they did.
If you operate an Airbnb, remember this when things go back to normal, because
Airbnb generously offers your house to healthcare workers.
I know somebody in the neighboring town that has for the last 4 years has operated a duplex, the one side of a duplex, as an Airbnb, and has maybe had 5 or 6 days of vacancy, and now they're like, I don't know how I'm going to make my mortgage payment because it's been empty for a month. It's like, maybe I could just do a traditional rent. I could just rent it out.
I don't know if a lot of people are looking to move right now, are they?
No. Turns out the answer is no.
They've They've forbidden evictions for now. Mm-hmm. Like, your rent still accumulates, but you can't be evicted, at least in Kentucky.
Maybe that's an opportunity. You get a desperate landlord and you move in and you just never pay them. Well, you remember that time when at first it was blockchain. And any company that had any kind of name related to the blockchain, it didn't matter what they did.
The blockchain tea company.
It was just the stock would get bought, limit up, and people were like, I must have the blockchain. And then it was machine learning and AI.
Yes.
People just lose their mind because they think it's like, oh my God, fear of missing out. I have to be a part of this. And now it's the thing that's driving these kinds of manias.
The SEC has paused Zoom Technologies trading because people think it's Zoom video. Now, Zoom video, you might remember, is like the big competitor to Skype way back when. And so Microsoft bought Skype because it was bigger. And now Zoom is big because Microsoft has mismanaged Skype to the point that it's just a trash fire.
And people have to work from home.
Yeah.
It turns out they've chosen Zoom.
Yeah. Microsoft, how did you screw that up so bad? I mean, really. It's
Now, if you're an investor trying to catch the knife, wouldn't recommend it. ZM is Zoom. ZOOM, Zoom Technologies. And that's the other one. That's not the one you want. So be careful out there. Also, the trading is halted until mid-April because Zoom Technologies hasn't reported any financials since 2015. They're basically a dead company, but their stock price just blew up. The world we live in. Well, I can confirm, when I work in the office, I often listen to music while I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very common thing. When I'm working from home, for some reason, I don't want to do that. Krista, are you
really
doing that?
Yeah, I listen to music while I work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand where this story is coming from.
It turns out that during this thing, radio listening booms while music streaming stalls.
Look how happy she is.
She's like, yeah, like, that's how I look, you know, every time I listen to music or the radio.
She's listening.
Was it Cherry Facts or Carrot Facts? She's listening to Carrot Facts right now.
No, what she's listening to is that famous broadcast of the Hindenburg coming down. That's the facial expression.
Oh, the humanity. The humanity.
And then next up,
you know, like the death toll of the thing.
It's too soon.
Next up in the queue is the Nuremberg trials. She's going to listen to the audio of that.
Yeah. And make that face the entire time.
Yeah.
Somebody should build a playlist of all that stuff just to have, so that, like, if somebody's like, hey, what you listening to? They could just flip over to that playlist and be like, here you go. And it's like, what's that? Oh, it's the Nuremberg trials.
Now, I do remember when we were getting started on this and it was just coming to our country, you know, the big debut. I remember kind of like I was driving to my parents' house, and that's a long drive, and I actually turned off the Bluetooth and tuned into the FM to try to like figure out some numbers, like what's going on, and I didn't get anything but commercials.
Yeah.
As is always the case. Well, as we said before, some companies are responding well to this, and they're getting a lot of good PR. Airbnb, they don't deserve it, but they're getting good PR from it. Others are getting terrible PR, like Tesla and Amazon, maybe in the middle, But Uber, in particular, seems to be drawing the ire of their employees with their policies.
These people are evil. Driver speaks out against Uber's new sick leave fund for the thing. So 10 has, on Medium, I guess, has some anecdotal stories from several different Uber drivers that share their experiences. And so there is the sick leave fund, and some people have been able to get some money from that. But it's not great. And you're also, like, when you sign up for this, they also want you to agree to a thing that says, I agree that I'm not an employee, but I would also like to participate in this thing.
Yeah, they had several examples where one guy had all of the symptoms and definitely, and I think he even had a doctor. He didn't get tested, but a doctor said, yes, I'm confident that he has this and he should be quarantining at home, but we don't have test kits. And Uber was like, bro, you don't have a test. Sorry. Can't really do this for you. But you should stay home.
Yeah.
The other cases weren't as black and white. It was just people maybe that were kind of freaking out or had a loved one that had it and they wanted to care for them. But now there's a giant worm. There's a giant worm on it. How am I supposed to do this with it? But anyway.
Every now and then you just mention something like that and I'm like, wait, what in the room?
It's on this screen over here. The giant screen over here. It's just looking right at me.
It's just all I can see is glare from where I am, but yeah.
So anyway, Uber seemed, and as you say, these are just people who've complained. Maybe there's a lot of people who are happy and getting their money. But no. Several people have said it's almost impossible to get
this. Like all insurance, all forms of insurance, you really have to just plan on spending weeks fighting with them to get what you're owed.
But this is even worse because you haven't really paid anything into this.
Well, I think Uber is doing this to try to avoid... because if enough people complain about it, the lawmakers will just say, these are not independent contractors, these are your employees, this is 100% your problem. Whereas if they kind of like half-ass do it, then maybe lawmakers will say, okay, well, these are probably just independent contractors.
They're in a boardroom. It's like, what is the bare minimum?
Yes.
Let's do that. Let's figure what out whatever that is, and let's take one step back, and that's what we'll do.
Yeah. The other thing that was kind of surprising about this article that a lot of people in other countries will probably find eyebrow-raising is one of the Uber drivers was quarantining because they were driving somebody to the hospital, which is not uncommon. Because it is fabulously expensive to try to get an ambulance ride or anything like that. So you'll just hop in a cab and go to the... It's like, oh, I've got this horribly infectious, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, it's going to take an Uber to the... Because it's otherwise just too expensive.
That anecdote where he described it as the person got in and they coughed. And they're like, oh, man, I'm pretty sure I got the thing. I would love to have, you know, like if he had a dash cam of him, it's like sitting in front. It's like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You got the what?
The guy like coughs into his hands and like rubs it all.
I think he described that. Actually.
Yeah. He said he was coughing up blood. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah.
That's. You think that he charged the cleaning fee?
Probably.
Uber cleaning fee.
It's like, can I charge this like 5 times, 10 times? Come on.
Well, while we're all trapped at home, as we've seen, we're you know a lot of people are gaming. And they're downloading too much, and it's destroying the internet. But a lot of gaming services are really killing it because... Oh, Krista's voice is falling out of my ear.
Oh.
They're really killing it because all of us want to play games. And we're entering into this new world of like cloud gaming and everything, and I'm going to play games on my phone. But some people aren't doing that.
Google Stadia, NVIDIA GeForce Experience, and Microsoft... You know, xCloud are not on Apple's iOS. But you know what is on Apple's iOS? Apple Arcade.
It's almost like they control both the platform and one of the competing products on the platform.
Yeah. One of the developers they interviewed said that they actually made millions of dollars on the App Store, which just seems impossible.
But what they did... So you're not allowed to have... One of the rules is you can't have, like... an app that launches other apps. So you can't have like Steam, for example. So what these guys did is they had every game be an individual app, but you had one account that would unlock them all with a subscription. And they had to completely retool their whole design to make it work like that. They said they submitted it 157 times.
Wow.
And the 158 was the magic number. And they made a ton of money because iOS people want that kind of thing, and that's the only way they can get it. So... You know, I think that's as God intended it. Apple people should not have nice things.
I don't know why Apple has to be so difficult about literally everything.
Because they print money with that attitude, unfortunately. And one thing that not only Apple, but everybody is ignoring now that we're into this part of the, you know, the phone cycle where everybody's not clamoring for a new upgrade every 10 minutes and probably won't be for the rest of the fiscal year. I think we could probably count on that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
People are going to make the phone stretch just a little bit further, and the phone companies know it.
LG, Google, and other companies are going to ditch Qualcomm Snapdragon 865 for their flagships. They cited, quote-unquote, too expensive. They're making their technology stretch in the same way that I'm making the cream cheese downstairs stretch. Because we got a lot of bagels, not enough cream cheese.
We've been doing that with chips and salsa at this house.
How many millimeters do you give yourself as far as a coating?
It's so rough that I have to like take the knife and like pre-measure the amount of cream cheese, because if I were to reuse the same knife, it's just all breadcrumbs going back. I'm scraping so hard.
We all
it's
have
just
to
like
make sacrifices right now.
It's just a dusting of cream cheese, really.
It does seem like the dairy products. Everything else is kind of going back to normal, but all of a sudden dairy products are sold out.
Yeah, all the standing reorder stuff like that from the office. Even the frozen foods, like it wasn't like I couldn't get pot pies was canceled twice.
Yeah, no, they had pot pies when I was there on Tuesday.
A chicken.
That turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand like the people who are stocking up on milk, because I'm like, there's no way you're going to be able to drink it before it expires, right?
Yeah,
it seems like maybe they got big families. Sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're now barbecuing a VHS tape over here. Well, Epic Games, as you remember, was a publisher, or what? No, they were a game studio, who then became a publisher, and then created Fortnite, and then became a global power. And on the backs of that, they have decided to expand even further.
Epic Games is now a third-party multi-platform publisher and secures three big studios. That's one way to make Epic Games, you know, exclusives on PCs, though Epic won't confirm. So, yeah, they basically just bought the game companies. It's like, ooh, this game could be really cool for our store. Let's buy it.
Now, the big question, of course, that everybody had on their mind when this press conference came out was, will these games eventually be released on Steam? And the answer was, no comment.
Which that means no.
Which means no.
Yeah.
That's so, a big no.
We broke down. I bought Red Dead Redemption on Epic.
Oh, yeah.
And then we bought that factory game. What was the name of that?
Oh.
Satisfactory.
Yeah.
Satisfactory, yeah.
So
we've
sinned and given them business. Plus, I'm picking up their free games every week. They give you free games. Probably trash games, but I collect them like baseball cards. Like, I have to have them.
I've been getting pop-up notices on the one machine about that, and I was like, what is this coming from? Is this a web page? It's like, no, it was the Epic Games launcher.
Yeah, they will pop notifications up a lot and annoy you. And you know what? That's what you deal with for free games. Did you watch it? Did you finish it?
I read a synopsis, and I watched a couple clips.
You're not going to watch it? What do you think about the ending? No, spoiler alert. I feel like someone in maybe the Roddenberry family was like, no, we're not going to let you do this. And they're like, all right, well, what if we just put it all back to normal after we're done? And they're like, oh, okay, why not?
So I haven't watched the show at all, but like just looking at the picture on this article, like if you told me that this was about Star Trek, I'd be like, no, it's not. Like this image has, no, nothing.
I think the Brent Spiner thing. I think the only reason they got Brent Spiner to agree to do it is because of the ending. Because he's like, I want it to be even more final than it was in Nemesis, and they're like, okay, we can give you that.
But that makes absolutely no sense, because right before, again, huge spoiler alerts. Just tune this out. We got one story left. You can leave now if you want to. But they just illustrated in the stupidest way possible that Data could easily, trivially, live again.
Yeah. I kept waiting for the throwaway line, like, we never invented the thing to transfer the consciousness from this bulky thing back into a positronic mind. Also, we didn't actually build that yet.
How about the fact that we now have invalidated death for the rest of the Star Trek universe? Death has to be permanent ever again.
Yeah.
Man, I swear, when I finished that up, and I was sitting there, I was like, wow, they actually just made that into a TV show. I couldn't help but think back to when all this started, and you, like a middle school English teacher reading too much into the stories that you're teaching the children, you had these grand conspiracy theories, and it was none of
nothing,
that.
Nothing.
It was none of that.
Yeah, literally nothing.
And how about the fact that, the robot snakes are the most advanced thing in the universe, and now they know where we are, but then they turn the signal off and they're like, all right, we'll just leave. Yeah. We're not welcome here.
Yeah, and they could have gone a totally different way with the prophecy too, because maybe the robot snakes would know that there has to be a balance between one or the other, because, you know, the one robot did the bad thing. Like, they sort of created a false situation for the other robot. Like, they could have gone in a million other ways with the story to where, you know, like, the overarching bad robots would be like, no, you know, it's like, you guys aren't ready yet. This is not a thing.
it was ham-handed toward the end.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, though, it was kind of entertaining, though, because, you know, the way they did it. And if you've gotten through all that and you've still never seen it, now that we've ruined it all for you, I think after you hear all that, you're probably like, well, I gotta see what this is. What is it? Well, the good news.
It's a train wreck. CBS is offering a month of free all access so you can binge watch Picard and pretty much every other Star Trek series.
And he confirms in the article, going to be a season two.
Yeah. I wonder what season two is going to be about.
I thought one thing they could have done there was you had every opportunity to change the actor.
Oh, yeah.
And then it could have just kept going forever.
Yeah.
But you do really, I mean, you want his star power.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it, so. Oh, boy. It was, also, how far did you think, because they really caked the makeup on Data.
Yeah.
But how much of that do you think was digital? Do you think any of that was digital?
No. I think Brent Spiner actually is on record as saying, it's like, you know, this is supposed to be an ageless android. You don't want a bloated old man playing.
How about the fact that they introduced that character, the other character he played?
Yeah.
And it was like, how did nobody ever hear this guy?
Yeah.
It was just, he's so convenient right now.
It's like, he's so estranged. See, I was expecting him to be Lore. Like, I was expecting Lore to be playing,
you know, the age wouldn't, he still wouldn't be there.
Well, no, they comment in Next Gen that Data had an aging program. And because you saw Data with, like, gray hair in the end of things, so like Lore could have made himself look like, oh, and then just convinced everybody that he was that, but when he wasn't.
But then, meanwhile, all the other robots on Robot Island were just hot young people in perfect shape. Yeah. So it's like, well, they're certainly not aging.
And different generations of robots. How, you know, how off-putting would that be? It's like, oh, you're an older model, blah blah blah. And also, like in Star Trek Nemesis. You know, Data was missing half his face and, like, large parts of his arm. And then, like, Counselor Troy shot him with an arrow in the Q-Who. And, like, he was fine. And you mean to tell me that a little brooch pin through the eyeball is going to kill?
Listen, that was her weak point. You know, like in a video game where the boss always has a weak point? That was hers.
I mean, the Borg Queen gave Data a human eye. And then that was liquefied.
You bring up an excellent point. There would definitely be racism on Robot Island.
Yeah.
Because some of them were that, like, Data orange color, gold color, and some of them were perfectly human skin tone.
I have the feeling that the writers didn't actually know about the subject matter that they were writing about, because Data was entirely not organic. Oh, Rue doesn't care for this conversation at all.
Rue just shook up and just...
like, it's a great show. Shut up.
Rue really likes it.
And our final story, the Do Not Pay app. I swear, these are some of the, like, greatest people. We should have monuments to these people for what they're doing with this amazing app. It's just incredible. Every week, something new.
Do Not Pay's new service will try to help you get bill extensions due to I almost did it!
You almost.
Still thinking about Star Trek. It's still running in the background. The thing that was running in the background was there was literally an episode of Star Trek Next Generation where Data used his body as an insulator to stop some electric arcing so that Riker could get to engineering to reset the ship because the ship was hit by cosmic filament or something. And Data's head has a separate power source. So, like, when the lady uses the eyeball to open the door, if it was a Data-style android, all they would have had to do is hit a couple buttons to detach the head from the torso, and it would have been clean and non-organic, and she could have just held the head up by the hair to do things, because Data literally said in that episode of Next Gen, oh, just carry me by my hair. I can't feel it. It's fine. And we'll just do that. And so Data was, you know, just a disconnected head walking Commander Riker through repair procedures. And it was a completely fine thing.
So you didn't actually watch it? Uh-huh. I thought it was kind of cool when Riker got to have his little moment there.
Oh, he's at the end, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've just pieced it together from clips.
Are you not going to watch
it? I probably will watch it. I just haven't got to it yet.
Well, you're like Krista, just Wikipedia.
Yeah,
we'll
say he's playing my Game of Thrones strategy, where you just watch it on YouTube.
I saw the episode where they're on, like, Farm Planet, and he's like, oh, I'm retired. They still call me back for things every now and then. I was like, ah, foreshadowing. But he was on, like, Farm Planet or whatever. I saw that one.
Well, that's all we got for business. Friday will be the other three, which is social media, robots, and nonsense.
Hey, nonsense. We need some nonsense in our world, right? It's already so weird.
The nonsense is, it's a weird mix. You know, I went even further away from technology because it's just like, there's no technology nonsense because nothing's happening.
And yet we still managed to go on for 41 minutes, mostly about Star Trek.
That was solid Star Trek.
That was a long section of Star Trek that I couldn't contribute to because I don't watch it.
Again, I swear, I was like, I literally laughed out loud because all of your insane things
came to nothing.
It has nothing to do with anything that ever happened anywhere else in the Star Trek universe.
So sad.
And the whole, like, all of that amounted to nothing.
Yeah.
That whole adventure amounted to nothing. Go watch it. Krista, give us a bye.